Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Come on in. Come on in to my office and let's do a Q&A and ask me anything with Coach MJ today. So excited y'all are here. Come on in. Hey, Annette from Iowa. You know, that's just your name. McLean is not even part of your name anymore. How did Jane do at the Boston Marathon? Not a clue. I don't know. I don't talk to Jane. I don't know. I don't know. And she hasn't popped up on my social. Usually she'll pop up on my social. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask. I'll have to ask. Hey, y'all. Come on in. Come on in. I will tell you while I'm waiting on y'all to start answering questions, asking questions, not answering questions. I'm be the one answering questions. While I'm waiting on y'all to start populating some questions over here in the Q&A for this here Ask Me Anything, I am just going to tell you one thing I have been working on at work lately. At work lately, I have been tasked with the sometimes I just can't believe my job. You know, like sometimes like you have cool things you do at your job and you get paid and you're like, I can't believe somebody's paying me to do this. I'm going through every one of our bonus courses. Like sitting here listening to content all day, making notes about what's out of date, what needs to be updated. I'm like, this is the best job in the whole wide world. Crit is paying me to sit and like do self-improvement. Hello, this is lovely. So I've been having a really good time. I'm having a really, really good time. But I'm just going to encourage y'all. As I was going through, like, I've got this sheet over here and I'm making notes and all this other stuff and about like what needs to be redone and what's way out of date, what's, you know, whatever, what stuff we don't teach anymore, all those things. But there are some gems on this here website. So I was in the Urges pathway today, listening to this morning. I listened to How to Stop Overeating in the Urges pathway, and there are two really good worksheets in there that I forgot we had. I just totally forgot we had them, and I like looked them up, and I was like, oh my God, these are gems and jewels. So one was in lesson three, there is a breaking habit worksheet that is like how to like the pathway to breaking habit eating. So good. And it could really, when I was looking at it, it could apply to any habit, you know, like any habit that you've got that you're trying to break. It would really, really like go well with all of that. Like if you've got a spending habit, great. Eating habit, great. You know, like a procrastination habit, great. Like, you know, just any kind of habit you've got, like the habit of like walking by your coworker's desk and like grabbing a snack, great worksheet. So good. So make sure you just go look around the website. And the other really good one in that course was lesson four, restriction and deprivation worksheet. So good. And I was like, I even forgot we had it. And I'm the head coach. So, you know, if you've not looked through the pathways courses or bonus courses in a while, just go look and see. It's under the Urges pathway, Laura, and it was How to Stop Overeating. It's really, really good. Very simple, very easy to understand. I was like, I forgot this was even here. And like, that's what we're doing. We're kind of going through cleaning up and doing all kinds of stuff. I don't know if you, Corinne did kind of tease some stuff on Sunday's call. If you did not hear her, in May, we are doing finish what you start, like how to finish what you start. So we're working on that. Like if you're a person who does well for a while and then it kind of falls off, we're going to be dealing with that in May. We're going to be working on that. And then in June, it is the course that everybody has asked for and waited for years and years for. Healthify is coming out in June. We're going to be talking about nutrition. We're going to be talking about how to fuel your body. We're going to be talking about what do we, you know, like what do we eat? What's good for us? What's not good for us? All of those things. Talking a little bit about nutrition. Healthify is going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. You know what? I was just asking Christy about this. I'll tell you exactly what it's got in it. I'll tell you a little bit about it because she gave me some as I'm writing the newsletters for May. So, I mean, yeah, May to tease it. Finally understand what's actually on your plate and why it matters without overwhelm. Learn the truth about protein, carbs, and fat so you can stop fearing any of them. Build a well-fed woman plate anywhere, at home, at a restaurant, on vacation, at a party. Simple food eating that works with your no BS basics. No tracking or counting meal plans, just knowledge. The 80-20 rule that helps make healthy eating something you can actually sustain, and real strategy for picky eaters, busy weeks, and eating out without stress. It's going to be amazing. I've not even seen it. Coach Christy and Corinne have been working on it. It is going to be amazing. And then the other thing that we as a team are doing right now and testing is in beta, going to go live on the website, don't know when, is a weight tracker. A weight tracker, y'all. It's really nice. So the team has been using it, and we've been given our feedback and all of that kind of stuff. So now is, I always say it's the best time to be in no BS, but literally right now is the best time to be in no BS, because the platform, the website that Chris and Corinne had built just for no BS, just for us, it's custom. You can't get it anywhere. And we just ask ourselves, what do y'all want? And then Chris and Logan and Lexi build the code themselves, and we put it on the website. So, more things coming, more things coming every, like, all the time. I'm working on homepage stuff. I'm working on like all kinds of stuff. So it is just gonna get better, y'all. It is just gonna get better. The Health of Five course, Mary, and then you can, you can hear all about it on the replays, but I gave like a list of what is gonna kind of be in the Health of Five, just a little teaser, a little teaser for you. So we're really excited. Like, when we say we're gonna make weight loss easy, that is exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna make it easy. So we're our platform, our website is eventually gonna have everything you've ever thought or dreamt about on it, but it just takes time. We're a little engine that could, we've got less than 30 employees trying to build a website and run a membership, but we are getting it done, and it is amazing. And the beauty of it is, this whole thing is being built for y'all, like with y'all in mind. Like, you literally are creating no BS right now. As you are asking questions in Facebook, as you're asking questions and ask coaches, as you're emailing me and giving us feedback about stuff, like every time you do that, you are building no BS. It is built just for you. So that's what makes it even more exciting, I feel like, is because you're saying, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is what would make weight loss easier. We listen to that, and then we add on to the website, we build courses, we create information based on what you tell us. So you're actually building no BS, which is amazing. It's just like, nowhere else are you gonna, like, 5 years from now, when you look back at no BS, you're gonna be like, I did that. Like, you're gonna be able to say, as a membership, we, with our feedback, created no BS, which is like, I mean, so powerful, right? Like, that is just so powerful. So thank y'all for being here. And I'm gonna tell you, thank you for emailing me. Thank you for giving me feedback. Thank y'all for like everything y'all do, because really it does shape what we do here at No BS. And it's the best thing ever. I have the best job in the whole wide world. I really do. I get to take care of y'all every day, which is great. All right. Christy said, is Health of Five part of the standard membership, or will it be something else? As part of the membership, we made you like a group, that's not decided, but like, like we did Start, and I took a group through, we might do that, but you'll get it, and they don't get anything extra. They would just go through with somebody, maybe, but that's not been decided. Let's see. All right, I'm gonna get to answering questions. Get to answering questions. Del Ronda said, I went off the rails when I went to see my sister over the weekend. I've been bucket eating since then. That stops today. I feel like when I'm home, I do great, but traveling is a time I just have the hardest time. I can't really plan, so it's difficult for me. Are there any specific resources for traveling? First of all, you can go over to bonus courses and take the holiday course. The holiday course really does apply to traveling and holidays. Like, whenever I've got people going on vacation, that is always what I tell them to listen to, because it is like a time that it's out of your norm. But I'm just really going to challenge you on this thought. I can't really plan, so it's difficult for me. You might not know what is available, but there is a lot that you do know. Going into trips, going into vacations, going into holidays, you might not know where you're going to eat dinner, and you may not know a lot of things, but you can make a plan ahead of time. So, like for instance, you can have a rule, a loving food boundary. We talked about that last month. A loving food boundary that I do not drink alcohol until I drink water. I don't care where I go. I don't care what I do. I do not care what is going to be offered. But if somebody puts a glass of wine in front of me and I have not had my water, I am not going to drink that glass of wine. It is off limits. I have decided that is what benefits me. Corinne has a rule that she never eats out of bread baskets. There's that. I have a rule. I would only eat out of a bread basket at Cheesecake Factory, that brown bread with the oats on top of it. Oh my gosh. Ooh, especially if it's warm. That is a place I will eat bread. Other than that, I don't eat bread. A lot of people will have a rule that they might have one good food on their plate, but the rest are better and best on their plate when they go out. You could also have a rule that if you eat an appetizer, you don't eat a dessert. If you look at it and the dessert looks lovely, you're not going to eat an appetizer. If you look and you're like, oh, that dessert looks so good, maybe you get a smaller plate so that you've saved room. Like all of those things are in your control and they're decided ahead of time. So I want you to think about not what's out of your control, but what is in your control, because there is still a lot there. What's in your control is waiting for hunger. What's in your control is stopping at enough, always. Does not matter where you go, what you do, or what is offered to you. It does not matter. Not one iota does it matter. And so those are the decisions that you want to make ahead of time. Now, what I want you to do now, Del Ronda, that the vacation is over, I want you to do a couple things. I want you to look at what did I do well? What did I do well? Maybe you got your sleep. Like next time I go on vacation, I want to put that on repeat. I want to put that back in my rotation. Maybe you did get water. Maybe half the time you waited for hunger. Maybe you left some bites behind some and you're really proud of that. Whatever, just two things I did well that I want to put on repeat next time I go on vacation. And then the next thing I want you to do is, what do I want to level up next time? What is one thing that I know would be easy for me the next time I go on vacation to level up? That's what I want you to do. Because that is, you know, when you're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do and it's going to be so hard, then you set yourself up for hard. We got to make it as easy as we can on ourselves. And that loving food boundary of like, here's the things that I am going to do. I just coached somebody a minute ago, like this morning, we were talking about that everything that you put in your mouth, she was going to the NFL draft, which is fun on Thursday and Friday. So she's going out of town today. And we talked about you've got everything earns its way into your mouth. We talked about the velvet rope. You don't just eat it because it's in front of you. It has to earn a place. We just not gonna let riffraff in. Just a little bit of anybody. We can't just let anybody come on in. Because we got goals. We got things we're trying to achieve. We have things that are important to us. We want to go to bed proud every night. So we don't just let riffraff in. We want to be exclusive, an exclusive club. So it's got to earn its way in. If you take a bite of fry and it is soggy and it's not that hot and the salt is not at the right level, it does not earn its place. That's just some riffraff. We're going to save that for when we get good fries. So things like that are the things that you know you can decide ahead of time on vacation, going out to eat, you know, during the holidays, any of those times. We have got to decide ahead of time, what do we know? Let's see. I choose my restaurants for the bread. Exactly. Exactly. But that was, you know what, Del Ronda, I'm so glad you asked that because so many people really do struggle with that. You know, like it's Which is so lovely because then we all have the same issues all the time. I struggle with going out at first when I first joined, and then I heard Corinne talking about basically what I was just talking to y'all about, and it made a big difference for me. Andrea, good morning. I'm maintaining my weight but need to be losing. So you're not maintaining, you're in a stall, right? So you're at a stall right now. You're stalled for a reason because I don't like to use maintenance unless like I'm in maintenance. You know what I mean? Like, because maintenance means I'm done. In my mind, and I'm one of those, you're going to learn if you don't know already. To me, words matter. And maintenance to me means I'm done, but a stall means I'm not, my scale's not moving, but I'm not done. That's what, like, it just, those words to me matter. Maybe they don't matter to everybody, but I don't know. I'm careful what I call myself. I never call myself lazy unless I'm being lazy. I want to be lazy and I think that it's lovely that I'm being lazy. But like, I just really watch what I call myself and what I tell myself because you know what? I have to live up here all the time. I just want to be real clear. I'm obviously eating more than my body needs. Okay. I feel like I'm eating the right amount at the time because I'm not full stuffed. And the amount I'm just eating is holding me 3 to 4 hours. What do I do? Just get in the habit of leaving a few bites. That's exactly where I would start, Andrea. That's exactly where I would start because, I feel like I'm eating. Tell me like, or think about what does it feel like in your body? How do you know for a fact that you've had enough? Because I'm going to tell you, a couple of bites is not going to make a huge difference in how long you feel satisfied before you get hungry again, but it will make a huge difference in weight loss. Because if you think about like 2 bites, 3 times a day, that's 6, right? 6 bites, 2, 4, 6. Yeah. Times 7 is ever how much that is. How much is that, ladies in the chat? 7 times 6 is what? 42? No, that's not right. 42. Oh, I did it. Yay. And then 42 times 4 is what? That's way above my pay grade. 42 times 4 weeks in a month, 168 bites. You know how many meals that is? That's a lot of dad blame meals that you're leaving on the table just by 2 bites, right? It's a lot of bites you're leaving behind. I mean, that is meals and meals and meals. So when you think in the moment, 2 bites doesn't matter, it sure does add up. I know. Thank y'all for the math assist because y'all know I don't math. But I always pick, I don't know why, but I always get myself, I should know that math. How many times have I said this, y'all? I've said this, I don't even know how many times I have done that. Done that. I use that example so much. You would think I would have committed it to memory, but I struggle with my multiplication tables. I really do. Annette did it without a calculator. Of course, you did, Annette. I love you. I have a girlfriend who she's actually in OBS. She's my neighbor, and she could math. We were riding down the road not long ago, and I was asking her something, and she was like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, how do you do that? She's like a darn calculator living in her head. Anonymous said, just wondering if there'll be a 5K ever again. There are no plans for a 5K. I know I did love that. What did I say was coming up in May and June? May is finish what you start, and June is the brand new Healthify course, which is amazing. Is Healthify part? Oh, I already answered that. Part of the standard membership. Yes, it is. Darlene said, morning, MJ. Sad today. Jim lost his 91-year-old mother. Service was yesterday. My why? Can you put in your weight data? My question. Oh. My why. I've been working on whys. That's what we're working on next month. That's why I said I saw the question mark. I was like, my whys. Can you put in your weight data since you started No BS to see how far we came? Yes, it at this point it can be backdated. You can change the date, but we're also working on a way to import it. I'm telling you, it's very beta, but it's coming. Yeah. Hopefully I was actually met with Chris and Corinne last week. I guess it was. We were talking about it, about the weight tracker. And he was like, I would love a way to like import data from like other apps or whatnot, but we'll see. We'll see. But it may have to be manual. I'm not sure. But hopefully, yes, we'll be able to do that. Let's see. I'm having tr a challenge using the Effit worksheet, the Effit Foods worksheet, and noticing each bite. Do I complete one sheet for every meal? I would just do it like I would pick a couple of meals a week maybe to try it with. That's you don't have to. You don't have to do it with every single solitary meal. All it is really is trying to bring your awareness to like what enough feels like in your body, number one. And number two, the Evett Foods worksheet under resources and helpful worksheets. The thing that happens a lot of times is we tell ourselves it tastes so good. We lose control over it. Like we can't, like next thing I know, I'm like done with it, whatnot. It slows us down because a lot of times we realize when we do that worksheet that the bite number six and seven often are not as good as bite number one. It's not as good as what we tell ourselves it is. And so that's the beauty of it. So you don't have to do it all the time. Let's see. Wendy says, hello. I might have to jump off due to work, but wondering if you can talk about trying to relax when above baseline. In the last call, I think it was Lisa talking about dancing instead of doing yoga or something more active to unwind. I find that my relax is rarely calm activities and might just be me, but do wonder about the concept about baseline, especially at busy work days when I'm tired but still buzzing. Yes, it is doing what works best for you. So a lot of people have trouble sitting and like taking the breath and putting the hand over their heart, but they love jumping up and down or turning on a dance song and dancing and different things. The other thing is too, under resources, there is on the website is the nervous system, whatever it's called. What's it called? Nervous system resource page or something like that. Nervous system resource page. And fun fact, Kathy just added meditations to that page this week. So if you look at it now, it says nervous system resources and meditations. So for all of y'all that have been asking, there is a meditations page. At the very bottom, you can listen to it on the website. She added strength and resilience. She added grief. And she added a meditation, how planning is meant to create ease in meeting future you. So all of that is there on the website. So you can go over there and check that out. It is amazing. Thank you, Sophie. Girl, y'all just take such good care of me on these calls. Yeah, it's going to be so good. But go in there and look at some of those resources. Really try to use some of those because there are several that really do just kind of guide you through if you are above or below home base. For a lot of folks, it is movement, it is activity. For me, it is like seriously, it's just finding out what works for you. Like if I go outside and just let the sun hit my face for 5 minutes, whether I'm above home base or below home base, it does wonders for me. And that's not on the resource page. Like that's just what I figured out works well for me. So it really does help like ground me and help me feel like calmer, if I need that. And it also gives me a boost of energy if I need that. If I'm feeling below home base, for whatever reason, the sun gets me up or down. So it's just experimenting with things. Like Lisa said, try the dancing and all the other kind of stuff, or doing like a quick dance break. If that doesn't work, then try the next thing on the list and see what works for you. Let's see. Make sure y'all are asking me questions, y'all. Oh, Robin says, I don't know if you meant that for me. For those of you who are currently doing private coaching or thinking about getting back to it, what are some ways you've made the most of the experience? I found that one call per week doesn't feel like enough for me. So I'm curious how others stay engaged or made use of additional ways to communicate. You get Slack, which you can do every single day. And honestly, y'all, I mean, I have voice messaged with my clients. There's in Slack, we use Slack for messaging for private coaching. So if you're thinking about doing private coaching, it's under coaching on the website, private coaching. You can even send pictures of your journaling, send pictures of your plan every day to the coach. You can do a voice memo in there if you want to, like talk to them and they can send you a voice memo back. There are a lot of ways to engage with your coach during the week. And the other thing too is private coaching, a lot of it, you have to advocate for yourself. So we've got clients that come in, Robin, and are like, I need homework. Like, I need homework. I need something to do during the week, whatever. And then there are other clients that are like, I really just want to let this coaching sort of sink in. I want it to sink in, and I want it to, like, I just want to marinate on it between this week and next week. But I've got clients that want homework, and we've got clients that want homework. They want something to do. They want journal prompts. They want whatever. And if that's you, you've got to ask for it because we want to meet you right where you are. And so a lot of times it's just you talking to your coach and saying, this is the level of accountability I need. This is the level of, engagement I want. And then we'll give it to you. Yeah, and Mary said she'd get overwhelmed with homework, right? So there's that. Some people don't want homework. Some people love homework. It's just, Slack is user friendly. It is very user friendly. And I'm gonna tell you something. For all of you who are like nervous about Slack, I have had, I used to do private coaching. I still have a few clients right now from when coaches left and I had to pick up some, but I'm not taking new clients. But I have had clients in the past that struggled with Slack and we just did an email thread. We didn't even use Slack. They were like, it's too much for me. I don't like it. And so I'm like, fine, let's just email. And we would go back and forth in email. And then I would just check my email every day for that person instead of checking Slack. If they didn't really like Slack at all, I've had a couple people that were like that over my, ever how many years here at No BS. Slack is just a messaging app that you use with your private coach. We use Slack at work. So, and the, for anybody, I mean, this has gone off on a tangent, of course, but 'cause I'll go off on a tangent every time. But Slack, when you get a coach, a private coach here at NBS, there's a private channel that you and your coach have access to. I don't even have access to it. Like it is literally of the vault. I can't get into it. Nobody can get into it. It's just you and your coach, which is really nice because it's a safe space. So keep asking questions. Nobody else has questions? Oh, thank you, Shelly. Y'all keep asking your questions. We still got 30 minutes left, y'all. So get all your questions asked. I raised my hand, but we'll put this in the Q&A if it's easier. We don't coach on this call. So in the new member calls, if we're a new member in the 90-day experience, if we had time, we would pull people up to coach, but this is not a coaching call. The regular is not. I raised my hand, but we'll put this in the Q&A. I'm generally kind and understanding with other people, especially when they are struggling, but I don't extend that same kindness to myself at all. Girl, that's you preaching to all of us. And I think part of it is the belief that I have that if I'm kind to myself, I'll become indulgent or lazy and everything will slide. So I stay in this place where I use pressure to try to keep myself on track. But that pressure actually seems to backfire. Yes, it does. And lead to the exact behaviors I don't want. Yes, and more yes. How do I start being kinder to myself without losing accountability or discipline? I think that's an unfounded fear. So I want you to think about, I always use this example because I think it's such a good example. So like, let's say that I've got meetings all afternoon. Like I'm literally back-to-back meetings. And my best friend has got a dog, Brenda. She's got a dog and his name is Kodak and he's a sweet little pit bull. Let's say that something happened to Brenda's mama and Brenda called me and said, Miss Lois, something has happened to Miss Lois and I need I don't have anybody else. You've got to come take care of Kodak. You know what I would do for Brenda. I love her so much. I would literally reach out in Slack, speaking of Slack, I would move all my afternoon appointments around so that I could be there for her because I love her so much. I will do anything in this world for her. I will 100% take care of her and anything she needs. I would do it in a heartbeat. Now, there's another lady, and her name is Christy. Not the Christy that's my neighbor that I love, it's a different Christy. And she's never been nice to me. And I would not, as my mama would say, I would not pee on her if she was on fire. Like literally, she's never been nice to me. I don't like her at all. If she called me with a, she wouldn't, but if she did, she would never call me. But anyway, she did send me a card when my mama died. I was very surprised. We were all in shock and confusion. But anyway, if she called and said, I need somebody to come let my dog out. I would say, you know what? I've got back-to-back meetings. I just can't do it today. If it was any other day, I could help you, but I can't today. That is the difference. When we love somebody enough, we will move heaven and earth for them. The same applies to us. If I love me that much, I will move heaven and earth to help me get my goal. That's just how it goes. And I think a lot, I've thought about this a lot, Shelley. Like, why? Because I was the same way. Like, I literally could have written that. And I'm sure a lot of people in the chat feel the same way. Like, I'm so good to everybody else, but I'm so crappy to myself. Like, why is that? And I have thought a lot about it. And here's what I came up with. And I don't know if this is true. This may not even, this could just be bullshit I made up in my head. It literally could be a load of malarkey. But when I was growing up, what happened? And even when my kids were growing up and they were gonna touch the stove, what did I do? Don't touch it. Gonna get fire, burn. Oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. Like it was fear, right? Like just loud, quick fear. And then like if I was running away from my mom in the parking lot or my kids are running away from me, get over here, you're gonna get hit by a car. Better get over here. Somebody's gonna take you. You'll never see me again, right? Like it was just from fear. Like I parented from fear. And I think my mom parented from fear. And it was always harsh. I did the same. I'm not saying it was I did it too. And I would to get to my goals because I wanted it so bad, just like I wanted my kids to be safe so bad. It sounds very that voice sounded very similar to me. And it made me think, like, I wonder if that's like where it comes from. Because I love them so much and I wanted to keep them safe and I wanted the best for them. And so my parenting came from a place of fear a lot of times. And I feel like that's where I was talking to myself too. Now that could just be me. But I think that that might be kind of where it comes from. But it takes practice to learn to speak kinder to ourselves. But I think that it literally is, you've got to just practice. Because if I love everybody and I would bend over backwards for them because I love them so much, what if the same is true for me? What if I just try it and the same is true for me? What if I'm wrong? Like, I love this idea of kind of wiggling away from a thought. What if I'm wrong about, loving myself will make me lazy and indulgent, and everything would slide. What if loving me is the best thing I could do for me? Why don't I just try? I've tried it the other way for so long and it didn't work. What if I just give myself an opportunity to try this way? But that is, it just try to just speak kinder to yourself, like. Talk to yourself like your best friend. Talk to yourself like you would your kid or your niece or your mother or whatever, and just see what happens. Because I think it's a fear that we have that's unfounded. It does take patience. It was not, it's not sustainable. It feels like crap. And you've already seen, Shelley, it just gets you the opposite result. Like I have all this evidence that it gets me the opposite result, that talking down to myself doesn't get me anywhere, but I keep doing it. Maybe I should try something different for a while and just see what happens. Because I think that is just give yourself a chance to prove that you've been wrong about it. And y'all know self-love is my favorite topic in the history of history. It's my favorite. I have less than 5 pounds to go before I reach my goal weight, but the scale has been bouncing between the same couple of pounds for about a month. After doing the maintenance course, I've considered that I've reached my happy weight, but I really want to lose these last 3 to 4 pounds to fit into some pants more comfortably. I'm clearly eating for maintenance, but when I try eating less this week, I ended up hungry. Any advice for taking off these last few pounds? Okay, Caitlin. I want you to really think about what would I need to give up? What would I need to change in order to lose this last 5 pounds? And am I willing to do that for the rest of my life? That's like the best question in the whole wide world. Because if because in no BS, we do want a goal weight, but we also want a goal life, right? Like we want to live our life the way that we're going to live it for the rest of our life and make it easy and sustainable. So that's the question you need to ask yourself. And then how would my life look different if I was 3 pounds lighter? Because would it really like 3 pounds make a like for me, I'm 5'8". So 3 pounds is not gonna make a difference in my britches. I'm just gonna tell you. Is it really gonna help those pants fit better? If you're shorter, maybe it would. But you know, like really, what am I expecting my life to look like with this 3 to 4 pounds off? And just ask yourself. Just ask yourself. And also, you can go over in the maintenance Facebook group too and talk to Lizzie about it as well and have her work through some stuff. But those are the questions I like to talk about when we're talking about, you know, like maintenance and stuff. Those are the kind of questions I like to ask. Shannon said, can you explain home base? I forgot home how to figure that out. It's just kind of a neutral feeling. So you're not like anxious, like you're not like it's talking about like emotional like safety and how you feel emotionally. So like right now I'm sort of at home base. I'm not above, I'm not below. I'm not like above would be like I think it's like anxious and different things, and like below is like lethargic, kind of like depressed a little bit. Kathy explains all of that too on that nervous system homepage. Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you? Guess what else is coming starting next month? I forgot one of the most important things. Kathy Hartman, our very own Kathy Hartman, is taking classes to learn how to do EFT or tapping. If you've never heard of tapping, it's a great way like to calm your nervous system. So she's getting certified in EFT. So there are going to be two calls in May. They just got added to the calendar yesterday. You'll have to go check it out. I can't remember. One's like the 7th there and one's like the 18th. I don't remember. But anyway, go check it out. And we're going to pre-select for these first couple of calls though. Calls are an hour long. And for the first 15 minutes of these two calls, she's going to explain tapping. And then she's doing one on grief and one on nighttime eating, I think. And she's going to take a member through a 45-minute tapping session. But she's also going to explain how you can take your own stress, your own anxiety, your own whatever, and tap along with the participant and get the benefits of the tapping. So you won't be on camera, the other person will be on camera, but you can tap your way through as she taps with the member so that you get the benefit of tapping, which is amazing. So she's doing this for her class, but then hopefully May 7th and 18th. Thank you. But it is so good. So yeah, I know it's so exciting. Yeah. So we are doing two calls next. See, I told y'all everything's going on in no BS. Girl, this is the place to be. And it is, I hired a tapping coach that Kathy actually told me about at one point to work through some stuff like when my mom, like with my mom and stuff in my childhood. I'm not the woo. I'm not the woo. I have my feelings are about that deep, really. I'm gonna tell you, I got so much out of working with that tapping coach. It was Kathy's original tapping coach. She told me about her. And I hired her myself and I worked with her for a while and it was so beneficial to me. But anyway, Kathy is going to start rolling some of that out. It's going to be really, really good. It's going to be really good. Christy says, well, could you tell me to just get started again? Okay, Christy, just get started again. I've been letting myself fall off every weight related lately and I'd appreciate you, lovely. Just tell me to get back on it. So here's the thing. You're not going to start again, Christy, because the men in black did not come down with their little black sunglasses and erase your brain. It's not possible. You know the four basics. You know, like we always say, we used to have to always say, go back through the no BS weight loss course. Once you've gone through the weight loss course, y'all, you've gone through the weight loss course. There's nothing groundbreaking in there. With all of y'all on this call, unless you're a brand new member, could probably. You probably honestly could get on one of these calls and teach a class about the four basics. You know what they are. Weight for hunger, stop it enough, 64 ounces of water, 7 hours of sleep, and self-care. Basic human needs, whatever it's called. You could teach a class. If you are in no BS and you are like, everything has fallen off, MJ, I have fallen off, honey. I fell off, I'm off. We're going to send you to the START program. It's under courses. Go there, look at it, and do the START program because that is a way that you oldies who have fallen off, you don't go back through no BS. We don't need to do that. We do not need to go back through no BS. You already know it. No BS is like a one and done sort of a thing. After that, you know it. You've got all the other resources available to you. So I want to make sure that y'all hear me on that because you know the four basics, Christy. So you just need to do one sustainable little small action every single week to collect those wins and get you moving in the right direction. And then, Christy, here's the other thing. My inbox is open. Support at pnptribe.com. The blue question mark on the bottom of any page. Hit reply to any email that this membership has ever sent you in the whole wide world. Okay. I want you to use that. You've got ask coaches. You can start a thread with a coach. All of those things. I want you to use us up, y'all. You got to. If you are stuck and not on track, you email us and you email me or you use Ask Coaches to get to the coaches and we will help you. That is why we're here. We are here at your disposal. We're at your fingertips. We're like the Yellow Pages. Let your fingers do the walking. Isn't that, wasn't that their thing? I love that. Let your fingers do the walking. Just on your little, get on your little keyboard and send us a message and then we'll do whatever. Wasn't that the Yellow Pages? But do start. Let's see. You're so knowledgeable. How did you get hired as an OBS coach coming from a PT background? Well, I'll tell you the quick answer, Nancy. My daughter had bipolar and well, has. She had it. She still does have it. She's 25. She still has it. Anxiety, OCD, bipolar, all the things. And the tools that I was learning in no BS as a member were super helpful to her. Just separating facts from thoughts was like so beneficial, and it was giving her a lot of traction. And so I asked my husband if I could go to life coach school because I wanted to help my daughter. And he said, "Are you ever gonna make money at it?" And I said, "I have no idea, but I really do want to help this child that we've got because it's been super helpful to her." And so I signed up for the life coach school really to help her. Had no intention of leaving physical therapy, and so I was going through the life coach school right before I graduated life coach school. Corinne was hiring somebody part-time to do Ask Coaches. And so I applied for that job. I got the job working part-time. So I would work full-time all day in the physical therapy. And I'd come home and get my kids situated. And after they went to bed, I would answer all of the Ask Coaches questions at night. And then, but I did write on my planner every single day, I will work for No BS full-time by my birthday. I will work for No BS full-time by my birthday. That was in October. And then in February, Corinne called me into her Zoom office and said, would you like to beat your goal? Because my birthday's in March and it was February and she hired me full time. And I started the end of February. I left healthcare a week. I left healthcare on a Friday and on Monday, everything shut down for COVID. So I never had to work through COVID in healthcare, which was amazing. I do know there's people young enough. I know that aren't old, have no clue what the Yellow Pages are. I know, but that's for all of us that know. Listen, I'm gonna tell you, people of my age and most of y'all's age, we can rule the world. All we need is a cursive. They would be lost. Cursive and the Yellow Pages. And listen, we could run the whole world. We just write in cursive. That's our own new language. Nobody would know what we're saying. It would look like, Morse code or something. And a paper map. God bless. You take away their maps, they'd be in trouble. Yeah, Gen X, girl. Let's see. Oh, I mentioned a phone book. Saturday got a blank stare. I know I'd sent my kids went to private Christian school, so they did learn that. And they don't teach them anymore how to tell a real clock. They just know the digital clock. They don't teach them what the hands are. Jenny, when I have an urge, I feel like I get tunnel vision and all I can think about is that urge. Trying to pause doesn't feel like it does anything. It feels annoying, actually. What are some thoughts I can use to open my options back up? So, first of all, kind of remove yourself from the urge, Jenny. And then the next thing I want you to do is just say, I keep saying I want to eat. But what do I really need right now? If it's not food, what could it be? Just what, and take a wild guess. Just take a stab in the dark. And that is probably what it is. And then we talk about notice, narrate, pause, and permission inside of the membership. And so what you're going to do is, I notice I want to eat right now. I notice I'm wanting chocolate, whatever it is. I notice. And then you're just going to pause for a minute. Then you're going to narrate. I notice I'm tired. I notice my stomach's growling, or I notice that nothing sounds good right now, or I notice that I'm looking for one specific food, or I notice that I just want candy. I notice that I don't want to go back to work. You just start to notice those things. And then you have pause. And then at the end, you give yourself permission, Jenny, because a lot of times what we do is we move into harsh language with an urge. We move into like super harsh language. Like, you can't have that. You're never going to lose weight if you do that. What is wrong with you? You're never going to figure this out. Instead of in a loving way, like just noticing what's going on. And then here's the permission part, which I love so much. We're not taking away the food. So, Jenny, in that moment, I can have candy, but I know what I really want is rest. So, am I going to give myself the rest right now, or am I going to eat over it? You get to make the choice, but it's the choice with eyes wide open instead of the choice just thinking that it is the food, because it's not the food. There is something underneath it that you want instead. And it's just, I know that I'm just tired right now, or I know I'm just not wanting to do this next thing. I can either eat over it or just go ahead and do the thing. But it's still a choice. I can meet my emotional need with food right now, or I can just meet my emotional need. Because what's waiting on the other side? If you're procrastinating a task and you eat, guess what's still sitting there? The procrastination is still sitting there. If you are tired and you eat, guess what's still sitting there on the other side of a snack? Tired. If you're looking for comfort and you eat instead of give yourself comfort, guess what's waiting on the other side? Wanting comfort. But sometimes we still give ourselves those food for that emotional need, and that's okay. But imagine if just 20% or 30% of the time you decided to meet your need instead of eat. Imagine how that would add up on the scale. Imagine. But it's just having that conversation, opening it up, not letting yourself just watch out for that harsh language. Watch out for that harsh language, because then that just drives the urge even more. Let's see. Shelly says, I would like to get on a live coaching call, but my Sundays are dedicated to church and our family. Let's see. Are we okay to get coached on calls that are not dedicated to open coaching? Or in the alternative, do you think we could get an open coaching call on a different day? Yeah. So just look, I mean, we've got calls on binging, on self-love. We've got a lot, like how to stop, screwing around with the same 5 pounds, all kinds of calls. And especially those like the end of the month calls and the middle of the month calls. If you've got a question, just go on there and raise your hand, Shelly. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. And those one, the one like the middle of the month calls, they move all the way around. So that would be a really good one. And just say, I can't make Sunday. You know what I mean? And even if it's not about what the topic is, say, I can't make Sunday. I really want coaching, and we'll coach you. Listen, we good. Look at you, Robin. I got so many helpers. Yeah, if you are, somebody said, where can I find the schedule of calls? Where can I find the schedule of calls? Julie said, if you go on the website under coaching, you'll see the call calendar tab. I'm saying this too for people on the podcast because they don't have the benefit of being on this call. So you go to coaching and call calendar, and you can subscribe to the entire calendar. There's instructions right there. You can even subscribe to individual calls if you're like Shelly, you don't go to Sunday. So maybe you just go on there and subscribe to the calls that you know you could make if you wanted to make them, that you could get coached on. So that would be lovely. And then also at the very top, it says manage email preferences. If you want to get Zoom reminders by email, we have three options: no reminders, featured reminders, which are usually Wednesdays and Sundays, and then any like Kathy's new call will be on there, like a new call, whatever. Those are featured, or all Zooms. So that's what that is. Anonymous said, wonder what the May and June courses will be. May is finish what you start, and June is healthify, which is a new course here in No BS. T said, I'm recovering from hip replacement. I'm having a lot of thoughts about how I'm losing all my muscle while I'm laying around and recovering. I'm used to a minimum of 10,000 steps and going to the gym daily. It has become part of my life. I can't believe how much I missed it. Yeah, I've gained 7 pounds in 7 days help. So here's the thing. You're having a lot of thoughts on how you're losing all your muscle. Watch out for all. You are losing muscle. I promise. Physical therapist in the house. In the house, you're losing muscle, but you're not losing all your muscle because that sounds crap. But the good news is you've built up your muscle. So when you're able to get back at it, it's going to come back even faster, which is totally normal. Okay. That is what happens. And you're going to come back from this hip, or you probably were having pain. If you had a hip replacement, they just don't do a hip replacement because you asked for one. You were probably in pain. And so you're going to be able to come back stronger, harder, more muscle than you had before without pain, which is amazing. Right? That's what you want to focus on. So, the other thing I want to tell you is a little bit of weight gain after it, I call it fake weight. You know, after I had sh two shoulder surgeries in a very short amount of time, and my weight was up, but it was just a healing process. Okay. But you d were not losing weight because you got 10,000 steps a day. You just did not. That had nothing to do with it. Now, a lot of people love exercise as an accountability partner. As an accountability partner, because you think, like, I've already worked out so hard, I'm feeling so good. It creates amazing thoughts. And then it does bleed over to when you're eating. Okay. That is, you know, what that's about. But it was never the steps, it was still what you put in your mouth. Okay. So I want you to double down on doable hunger. Just because you're sitting there does not mean, and the scale's going to go up. You'll probably see it go up. A little bit because you're healing. That's your body's response to healing from a major surgery. And so that's okay though. That's normal. But you can do everything you can to help because when that fluid goes away, you're going to be left with the decisions you made during this time of recovery. That's what you're left with. It is all the rest of it will fall away and you're left with that. And so I want you just to double down on doable hunger. I always tell the story about one time when Corinne used to do these lives, Facebook lives, and I was doing something. I don't even know what kind of exercise. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was just walking. I don't even know. But I got bursitis and I could not, literally couldn't walk. Like I couldn't even hardly make it to the bathroom. I'd take time off from work. It was terrible. And she told me, and it was so lovely. She said, I want you to still protect that time. You're going to put exercise time still on your calendar. So T, whatever time you're going to the gym, that's still going to be your exercise time. But you're going to exercise your mind during that time now because you're going to covet that time. Like you're going to take care of that time and treat it as gold because that is coming as soon as you recover, that's going to be your gym time. So now you're still going to have exercise time, but you're going to exercise your mind. You're going to look at your habits. You're going to exercise your thoughts during that time. You're going to use that time to fill up with no BS. You're going to use that time to learn something new. You're going to use that time to go through a bonus course, or you're going to use that time to go through whatever it is, explore the website, whatever that is, so that when you do recover, that is still your time. Let's see. All right. Susie says, I think I have a lot of diet mentality and pressure myself to eat healthy instead of eating what I actually want. Trying to start over, I was thinking I should just eat what I desire and then stop it enough. Yes. Eventually, I would start adding in healthier options. Yes, girl, you could teach this class. But starting out would be more satisfied with eating more mouth satisfaction. If that is such a thing, what do you think? 100%. That's exactly what No BS is about. You start right where you are. Because here's the thing. We come into No BS with all this diet trauma, diet, history, diet mentality, like we carry it in, whatever. And then we act confused. But here's the thing, Susie. Those good foods, mouth satisfaction foods, we call them good foods. Those mouth satisfaction foods never made you overweight. Ever, never, never, ever, never. It was overeating those foods that made you overweight. Nobody in this world, I don't think, is overweight because they ate a burger and fries when they were hungry and they threw half away because they were at enough. Nobody is overweight because they ate cake or pasta at hunger and stopped at enough. Nobody. Here's what has happened all the time. This is what it's been like this for forever for all of us. This is what happens. And tell me if this sounds familiar, Susie. You are trying to lose weight, and you've probably done some bullcrap diet that said you can't have carbs or you can't have bread or you can't have fat or you can't have this or you can't have that, whatever it is. So then you go around thinking, I wish I could have that. But they said I can't have carbs. Carbs are bad. They'll make me gain weight. Can't have carbs. So we walk through life like I can't have carbs. And then you see people eating carbs and pasta, and you're like, I wish I could have that. But I can't. I'm on a diet. I can't have it. And then finally, Susie, you've had enough. You've had enough. You're like, I can't take it no more. It's Friday night. I am eating pasta. And then you get pasta, and then you start to freak out because you're like, oh my gosh, I got to get back on the wagon after this is done. I better hurry up. I better eat all this right now because tomorrow I'm going to have to buckle down. I'm going to have to get serious and I'm going to have to buckle down. And I don't know when I'm ever going to get this again. I'm going to have to cut this out for the rest of my life because I can't ever have pasta ever again. And then you just eat, and eat, and eat, and eat, and eat the pasta. You overeat it till you about sick. This is on Friday. And then what happens on Saturday? Well, I already blew it. I already blew it. So I can't, I might as well. I mean, it's the weekend. I don't know where we're going to go anyway. Might as well. I already blew it. I'll just start over on Monday. So what turned into one overeat on Friday is now an overeat fest on Saturday and Sunday. Now we got a 3-day eat fest. And then we get on the scale on Monday. And then what is the only thing we think about? See, can't eat pasta. It makes me gain weight. No, it was never that. It was the overeating and it was the beat down, and then it was overeating over the overeating for 2 days. It was a pasta ever. So when you start No BS or you start to make your 24-hour plan or whatever, we put these pie in the sky plans down. And it's not stuff we want to eat. It's the crap that they've told us we had to eat for years and years and years, and we never wanted to eat anyway. And it sucks. And we don't like it. So then we continue to go off plan, but a doable plan means I do it. If you are continually going off plan, then you need to email me or write in to Ask Coaches and let's have a conversation about what do I really want to eat and why am I scared to plan it? Because once we figure out why you're scared to plan it and give you the freedom to plan it and you eat it mindfully, you eat it when you're hungry and you stop it enough, then those foods aren't scary anymore. And you can eat them. When you realize they're not off limits, then, it's like you finally get a sigh of relief and you aren't so scared of those foods. So that's where you want to start. You want to start where you are, planning the foods that you're already eating. If you're already eating them, might as well write them on a plan and eat them when you're hungry, stop it enough. Because that's what gets you weight loss, not following the plan perfectly. Paula planned a fillet of fish for lunch today. So that's what you want to do. Shelly said, I suspect there's some martyrdom in there. That was from before. Yeah. Yes. Like everyone else gets a break but me. 100%. Melissa said, this is more an update than a question. I've been working on not grazing all day. I'm still using my Fitbit timer. Think I want food, set a timer for 20 minutes, then ask myself, am I really hungry? Working great. Yes, I'm doing well at recognizing my true hunger. 4 weeks of working on this and I'm down 1 pound. All right, then. My brain has lots of shitty thoughts about really 1 pound. I know my win is I have not given up and still being consistent on working on this. Yes. Because once you lick this, Melissa, everything else gets easier. And I love that you're celebrating yourself. I love that you're celebrating yourself. My problem is that what I'm doing has to be what I'll do for the rest of my life. That's not necessarily true, Marianne. When you first start, what when you every change that you make is going to be a change that you're going to do for the rest of your life. So if I told whoever just I just answered this question for, if I tell Susie, for the rest of your life, you can eat anything you want as long as you wait for hunger and stop it enough, she would be like, I could do that the rest of my life, 100%. So then she looks at her food, maybe the Health of Five course comes out, whatever it is, it's coming out in June. And she was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to level up my food a little bit. Like, I think I'm gonna swap some stuff up and just try some things. Now, she's gonna try some things. Some things will work and some things won't. You're gonna become the person you become with every decision, everything that you do. Now, when I was working in the nursing home, I had a great set of habits. And I was willing to do those for the rest of my life. I was like, I'm good. I got my water. I got it figured out. I'm working on it. I'm good. Then I left and I went to home health. Well, guess what? Those habits did not work anymore. So I had to create a new set of habits that worked that I was willing to do for the rest of my life in that job. And then it's not that you have to do them. It's I'm willing to do them for the rest of my life because circumstances change, things change, and your habits will change. Then whenever I came to work for No BS, guess what? I'm at home all day. I'm at home all day. So I mean, what I did, now I've got a set of habits I'm willing to do for the rest of my life. But I'm not signing up. I didn't carry those habits from the nursing home. And be like, well, I said I was going to do that for the rest of my life. I know that it does not work in this, home health setting, but I got to keep them because I said I was going to do. No, you change and evolve. It's like, but it's not like pulling teeth to do the things that you pick. Lee said, I'm having a lot of anxiety about how my life is lifing for me right now. My mother is having more memory issues that I have to figure out a way around. My friend broke her foot and I have been helping her. And Saturday is the 11th anniversary of my teenage son's passing. I'm sorry about that, Lee. What coping mechanisms would you suggest that don't involve Oreos? I'm aware of many, but don't seem to be able to implement any of them. First of all, I think for a lot of us, we don't want to feel what we're going to feel. Like your mom has got memory issues, and that is scary. It's uncertain. And I think just acknowledging that that feeling is normal because a lot of times I think we try to pivot out of a feeling like we should be scared and unsure when our mom is losing her memory. And I think just even acknowledging that you feel that way and it's okay. Because a lot of times I think we just want to get away from it, and that's where the Oreos come in, right? But like I'm supposed to feel a little uncertain because when I feel uncertainty, then I do research about dementia and then I find out what our options are. About what placements, maybe, what would be her, where could this be going? Trying to find her doctors. Whenever I'm uncertain, I want certainty. So maybe that gets me into action to do some things because that's not necessarily a bad emotion. And then, my friend broke her foot. Talk about it in a loving way. I'm so glad I can help her. I didn't have to, but that's just the kind of friend I am. And I'm glad that I'm that kind of friend. And then for your teenage son's passing on Saturday, 100%. Like you should be sad and you should be feeling some type of way. And let yourself acknowledge that, you should be sad. Sad is a absolutely normal emotion when you've lost your son. So, I think that's the first step is realizing that. And then what do you need? Maybe you need to cry. Maybe you need to talk to somebody. Maybe you need to get a therapist. What do you really need right now? Maybe you just need to be left alone. Maybe you need people. It's getting real honest and clear about what do I really need. Oreos isn't going to fix it. It's not going to take away the grief from my son. It's not going to make my mom's memory any better. What do I really need? And it's just getting real honest about what you need. So be thinking about you. That's a hard time. Let's see. I know we're running over. I've been sick with lots of ideas for combating thoughts for when weight stalls or increases, when you started exercising more, walking and weight training, and thoughts getting negative. Make sure that your habits are on lock, you know, because you will see a raise like at first, but it should not be for long. So the other thing to watch for thoughts when you've added exercise, and I've seen this so many times, unless you are Jane training for the Boston Marathon, or you are training for some kind of craziness. Like my son-in-law right now is training for a 50-mile race. God almighty. He's running like 20 miles a day. Now, he needs more food. But usually walking or the little bit of weight training that we do does not really require a ton of extra food. Maybe one extra snack, maybe on a good day. When I was running half marathons, I did not need more food until I was about 7 or 8 miles running. 6, 7 miles probably. So really watch the thoughts that you have about, because we came from the diet world, remember, where we exercise and we earned more food, right? Not necessarily true. So really watch those hunger cues. Dial in on those habits and watch those thoughts. I've been sick with lots of prednisone, gaining back the weight I lost. I'm feeling upset, stuck, and not sure what to do. Depression is bad, tired of starting over and over. I'm trying to do the START program. Do I do all the worksheets? I tend to just go blank with all the work. Then don't do the worksheets. You can look at them, maybe answer some of your favorite questions, but that's fine. The worksheets are just a way to make things go a little bit quicker for you, to kind of uncover, like help you. It helps you look under the hood, so to speak. But again, I'm going to say to you, Anonymous, make sure you're watching your habits. Now, I was on prednisone. I had bursitis again, and my dad lame knees from running. And I ended up having to take prednisone, and I got steroid shots. And I did go up 5 pounds, but I watched my habits. And as soon as I came off the prednisone, the weight came back off. I call it fake weight. I know that's like, I don't know if that helps anybody or not, but like that prednisone or the couple of pounds that I'm up after I eat pizza or Chinese the night before, I call it fake weight because I know like that doesn't mess with my head. That's what works for me. It might not work for you, but for me, fake weight is like nothing has gone wrong here. I just need to stay the course. Like that's the trigger. That word for me just triggers keep going. But it might not, if it don't feel good, then don't use it. You know, like don't use it because that sucks. Like I don't want to, I don't know. Let's see. I'm having so much more alignment with my creative goals. This is Dawn and dreams. And I'm so grateful. All these new experiences, they are wonderful. And also my nervous system. I'm above home base. I'm not complaining. I'm still overeating and also overeating less, more often. I believe I'm moving in the right direction, but the scale is giving up a little, going up a little. I'm tracking and trying not to be impatient. I'm looking for either a course correction or encouragement. Still new at trusting myself. Okay. So I want you to go, Dawn. I've got a great spot for you to go. Because you're overeating. So there is a stopping at enough under resources. There is the stopping at enough reset. It is very, very good. Very, very good. So we gave you questions that I answered about stopping at enough. Corinne 365 podcasts about stopping at enough. You got the doable hunger cheat sheet and a stopping at enough 31-day planner. That's where I want you to go. Under resources, stopping at enough. I could get the chat. I mean, I keep relying on y'all to do all that, but it's actually very, very good. Let's see. I'll put it in the chat for you. Stopping at enough resource page under resources. It's very, very good. So that's what I want you to do. I love the exercise your mind mentality, MJ. I just twisted my ankle really bad in a stupid molehill. Oh God. And you said in your yard the other day. You were not in my yard. It's our yard. I've been feeling discouraged because I hu had a huge plan of walking and doing my exercise class all week. But then it all went to hell in a handbasket. But I'm gonna try to focus on exercising my mind. Yes. All right. So if I did not get to your question, take them to Ask Coaches, or email me. Either one, that's fine. Either one. I'll take either one. It don't hurt my feelings. I'll answer emails all day long. Keeps me from doing other things. All right. Let me know what I can do for you. If I did not get to your question, just email me at support@pnptribe.com. Click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page, or hit reply to any email. That will get you to me. If you want to work with coaches, go over to Ask Coaches. They will take care of you over there. Of course, you've got Facebook. Let me know how I can serve you, because that's my job, is to take care of y'all, and I love my job. So let me know how I can help you, and I will see y'all later. Bye, y'all.